of Honor, and it was established in 1862 by Abraham Lincoln in the Civil War. He established it as a way to reward soldiers for their gallantry in the middle of battle. Since that time, 3,460 have been awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, all of those men with the exception of one woman. Paul Harvey once made a quote on the Congressional Medal of Honor. He said, "There are two tangible symbols of selfless sacrifice. There are two symbols representing the ultimate offer of one's life for another. One of those symbols is the cross of Christ, and the other is the Congressional Medal of Honor." That's a pretty powerful quote by Paul Harvey, but I think it kind of emphasizes the weight and the magnitude of the Congressional Medal of Honor. The ones who have been awarded this medal duly deserved it, and it is an incredible honor. One of the men who earned this Congressional Medal of Honor was a guy by the name of James Stockdale. James Stockdale was an admiral in the United States Navy. That name may sound familiar to you. The reason it might sound familiar to you, if you voted in the 1992 presidential election, you know that James Stockdale was Ross Perot's running mate. James Stockdale ran for vice president of the United States. And while he was not successful in his attempt to secure the office of vice president of the United States, he was most successful in his 37 years during his naval career. James Stockdale was beyond a shadow of a doubt the embodiment of that sailor's creed that belonged to his United States Navy. In that sailor's creed, it says he is committed to excellence, he is courageous, and he is honorable, that he is committed to those principles. And you know what? James Stockdale was. During those 37 years in the military, all of them weren't rosy. Some of them happened during Vietnam, and he was a pilot. This pilot, on his third tour of duty in Vietnam, was flying over North Vietnam, hostile territory in a war zone, when his airplane took a hit and he was shot down. Admiral Stockdale became a captive, became a prisoner of war, a POW. James Stockdale was the ranking officer in this prisoner of war camp. Which that was not lucky for him. Because you see, when you're the ranking officer, the highest ranking officer in a prisoner of war camp, the people holding you captive are going to be interrogating you because you have the most information to spill. During his 7.5 years in captivity, he stayed at a place that the American men jokingly referred to as the Hanoi Hilton, because it was far from a Hilton. It was far from a hotel, but it was their home. And it was James Stockdale's home for 7.5 years. During that 7.5 years as a POW, Mr. Stockdale was tortured 15 times. If you think about it, that's about every 6 months. He spent 4 years of those 7.5 years in solitary confinement. He spent 2 of those years with leg irons, solid leg irons on his leg, strapped to his leg. Think about that. 2 solid years with leg irons. 4 solid years of solitary confinement, tortured 15 times for no other reason that you are a prisoner of war and the high-ranking officer, and they want to see what information they can get out of you. Well, guess what? James Stockdale remembered that sailor's creed, and he remembered that he was committed to excellence. He remembered that he was courageous and bold. He remembered the history and the traditions of the Navy that he represented. And you know what? When they tortured him, he did not give in. He did not relent. He did not spill his guts. Now, this is not to say if he had, he would have been any less of a man. Most certainly not. Those are some extreme circumstances. Here's the lesson that we can learn from this Congressional Medal of Honor winner, and it is a bold lesson, and it's a lesson that I hope you listen closely to. He spent 7.5 years in captivity. He spent 4 years in solitary confinement. He spent 2 years with leg irons shackled to his legs, but not once did James Stockdale give up. You see, they had tortured his body. They released blood from his veins. They got his physical being, but they never got his heart. They never came close to touching the heart of James Stockdale. They never came close to touching the mind of James Stockdale. Those things were things that he was in control of. He may not have been in control of everything else that was going on in the prison camp, but that one thing he could control. So he took what he could control and he lived with that. In your life, there are going to be situations, hopefully it's not as drastic as you getting tortured, but you will have to say, you know what? No matter what happens to me, my physical body may not be holding up right now, but I can't give my heart into this situation. I can't release my brain. I can't, in other words, give in or surrender these to the process. I have to remain strong in these as James Stockdale did. The second lesson from a Congressional Medal of Honor winner comes from Second Lieutenant Audie Murphy. You may know that name because Audie Murphy became famous after World War II and was in some movies. He earned his Congressional Medal of Honor in January of 1945. In January of 1945, he was attacked. His unit was attacked by six tanks and waves of infantry. As this attack was coming on, Audie Murphy held his ground. As he held his ground, he climbed up in a tank and he got a 50 caliber machine gun. Paid no attention to his own well-being. He got the 50 caliber machine gun and he shot at the enemy. As the enemy was attacking in France, he held his ground. He stood on that tank, bullets flying past his body. And as that was happening, he by himself killed 50 enemy soldiers. The lesson that we can learn from this Congressional Medal of Honor winner is simple. No matter where you are in your life, hold your ground. Do not retreat. Do not turn your back and run. Stay and fight. Stand proudly upon that tank of life and hold your ground. You never know what's going to happen. Audie Murphy not only earned the Congressional Medal of Honor, saved the men in his unit, he defeated, killed 50 of the enemy and went on to a very nice life. The next Congressional Medal of Honor winner person that we want to talk about is Sergeant John McVeigh. It also happened in 1944. It was August of 1944. He was in the trenches in a battle. And just in the midst of this battle, a platoon strength counterattack rose up against his platoon. He had nothing to do. They were getting ready to get overwhelmed. He stood up from his position. At this point, he was basically saying, my life is over because there's no way I'm going to live through this. But you know what? It's not about me. It's about the men in my unit. It's about the mission of freedom. It's about spreading freedom and democracy. It's about beating Nazism and fascism. It's not about me. This battle's important. Let me give my life for the cause. And that's essentially what he said that day. He didn't use those words, but his actions said exactly that. He stood up for him from his position. He shot until he had no more bullets left as he charged the enemy. As he charged the enemy, he ran out of bullets. He took the bayonet off of his gun and he began to stab men until he killed them. And guess what? He eventually died himself and was shot. You know what he did, though? He bought time for his men. As he was standing up and as he was running towards them, it caused such a commotion and a stir. All the attention was directed on him. All the bullets was directed on him as he was shooting. And as he was stabbing, the attention of the enemy got drawn to him. He defeated that enemy that day. Because of that, his unit was able to maintain their ground. And by maintaining their ground, they won that battle. And the battles all put together eventually won the war. You know what? What is the lesson we can learn from this Congressional Medal of Honor winner? The lesson we can learn is this. Be selfless. Don't make life about yourself. Make life about the cause. It's not about you. In life, I hope that we learn the lesson from this Congressional Medal of Honor winner that, you know what? It's not about you. And if you don't have something worth dying for, some say you don't have something worth living for. The lesson is this. Do not be selfish. Make your life about others. Make it about your family. Make it about your friends. Make it about a mission that's bigger than you. Make it about anything that will stand the test of time. And I think you're going to see your life catapult with success if you do that. And it's a very important lesson from this Medal of Honor winner. The next lesson we're going to learn comes from Private First Class William Baugh. He was a United States Marine. Marines are tough cookies. They are tough characters. They are the most physically fit of any military department, without question. And it's no surprise that many of the Congressional Medal of Honor winners are United States Marines. In 1950, this Marine jumped on a grenade in a truck. 1950 was a battle in Korea. He was riding along in this truck in Korea with his unit. And as the Marine was doing that, Mr. William Baugh, a grenade landed inside his truck. True story. Think about this. How old was he? 18, 19, maybe 20, 21, 22, maybe tops. This 22-year-old kid, perhaps, and definitely a gentleman no older than his early 20s, when he was in Korea in 1950, and he saw this grenade thrown in his truck, what do you think most kids that age would do? They'd jump out of the truck. They'd run for their life. They would scatter. They would get out of there. Not this man. Not this Marine. He yelled out to the rest of his fellow Marines, "Grenade in the truck." Then do you know what he did? He saw the grenade, and he jumped on it. He placed his body over that grenade, and there was an explosion. That explosion caused mortal wounds and killed William Baugh. But you know what? Just as the Medal of Honor winner before us, life was not about him. Life was not about him. It was about others. It was about the men around him. And he gave his life gladly for that cause. The lesson is this. The lesson is not necessarily to give your life for others. The lesson is this. Live your life for others. Live your life and invest it in others. Why do you do that? Do it for selfish reasons. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote a poem on success. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said that he made a lot of measures of success. He said, "You've succeeded if you've done this. You've succeeded if you've done this." One of the measures that Ralph Waldo Emerson had his poem on success, he said, "If you leave the world a bit better, you have succeeded." Here's my call to you. At the end of your life, you have to ask yourself this question. When the waters of life withdraw from the shore of my being, will there be a watermark? Will there be a mark so even though I'm no longer there, people will have to undoubtedly say, "Yes, someone stood here, someone lived here, and look at the legacy that they left." The only way you can do that, the only way you can leave a watermark on your life is by not to make your life about yourself. That is the lesson from these Congressional Medal of Honor winners, and especially this last one. Don't make life about yourself. Make it about others. And when you do, you will have left a watermark. Second Lieutenant Thomas Custer. You may think to yourself, "Thomas Custer, that last name sounds familiar. How do I know that name, Custer?" Well, you might not know Thomas Custer, but you might know his brother, General George Custer. That's right. His brother was named Thomas and a second lieutenant. During a battle, Thomas Custer won the Congressional Medal of Honor. He was a brave man, and if he didn't he eventually got killed in a battle. If he didn't get killed, he might have overshadowed his brother, General George Custer. He won the Congressional Medal of Honor twice. Can you imagine that? Winning the Medal of Honor twice by his bravery? The first time he won the Congressional Medal of Honor, he was on his horse. And when he was on his horse, he saw in front of him the enemy holding a flag. It was the enemy flag. And that burned anger inside of him. That burned rage inside of him. His goal was to get that flag. As Thomas Custer was riding his horse, as he was propelled towards that flag, guess what happened to him? He got shot in the face. He got shot in the face. Now, I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. I'm laughing because I think it's unbelievable. After he got shot in the face, do you know what Thomas Custer did? Did he turn his horse around? Did he fall over in pain? No. He looked at through the blood dripping down his face. And as he looked through the blood and peeled the blood away from his eyes, he once again saw his goal of that flag. And he went and grabbed the flag, killed the soldier who was having it, and returned the flag to his brother, General George Custer. 2 medals of honor because of his gallantry. Amazing. I want you to model the goal setting, the courage, and the determination of Thomas Custer. Once you get that goal in your sight, no matter what happens, stay focused on that goal. Be unrelenting in your grasp of your goals. If you do, you will grab that flag one day, the prize of your goal, and you can take it back to your brother or whoever you want and say, I might have been shot in the face, but look at this. I reached my goal. Thomas Custer did. And he got the Congressional Medal of Honor for it twice. June 6, 1944. If you're a student of history, I don't have to tell you what that date is. If you're not a student of history, I will tell you what that date is. I was talking to a young lady several years ago, and I asked her when her birthday was. And she said, I was born on June 6th. I said, oh, D-Day. And she said, what? I said, D-Day, you were born on June 6th. That's D-Day. She said, what's D-Day? And I looked at her almost heartbroken that I was going to have to explain to her what D-Day was. I said, well, D-Day was a very pivotal battle in World War II. It's at the end of World War II. And it's when the Allied forces, that's us, when the Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy and we began to offensive that took back Europe for the Allied powers. D-Day was a very brutal battle. Many men died that day, and it was not a surprise that it was going to be a brutal battle. Everyone knew going into D-Day that this was going to be a mission and a battle with extremely high casualties. The beaches were fortified, and it was going to be a mess. There was a general. His name was General Theodore Roosevelt. You might recognize that name. He was the son of our 26th president, Teddy Roosevelt. He had a hard legacy to live up to. He had an incredibly hard legacy to live up to. Imagine, you're Theodore Roosevelt Jr. Your father was a military hero. He was president of the United States. That's a lot to live up to, and General Theodore Roosevelt Jr. wanted to live up to that. He heard about the battle June 6th, 1944 in advance. He heard about storming the beaches at Normandy. He heard about the mission at D-Day. He put in a request to be a part of that battle. He was denied. He put in another request to be a part of that battle. He was denied. He finally put in a third request to be a part of the forces that stormed the beaches of Normandy, and it was accepted. You know what? It was denied. You know why they denied it? Because he was Theodore Roosevelt Jr. And they knew that most of the men, or a lot of the men on this mission, were going to die. But General Theodore Roosevelt wanted to be there because he believed in the mission of the Allied powers. He believed in defeating Nazism and fascism. He believed in the mission of freedom and liberty and democracy. And he wanted to spread that throughout the people of Europe. He requested to be there. And on his third chance, it was granted. Well, guess what? General Theodore Roosevelt did not die on June 6, 1944. He successfully stormed the beaches of Normandy with his men and with his troops. He fought gallantly and bravely. He killed many men. He led his men to victory. And because of his bravery that day, and because of his gallantry, and because of his fearlessness running towards bullets as others turned away, because of his fearlessness on running towards the enemy when other men's knees crumbled, because of his bravery that day, he earned himself a Congressional Medal of Honor. The lesson from Theodore Roosevelt is not simply bravery. It's how he got there that day. He chose to be there. Three times he chose to be on the beaches of Normandy. Three times he chose to be with his men. Three times he chose to face battle. The lesson from him is this. Choose to face success. Success in your life is not going to just happen. You have to choose to face success. You have to be intentional about success. You have to set your goal. Remember how Custer ran towards and grabbed the flag? You have to goal set. But you also have to consciously choose success. You also have to consciously say, I'm going to move in the direction of my goals. General Theodore Roosevelt consciously chose his goal. He consciously requested it over and over again, earned himself the Congressional Medal of Honor. Unfortunately, he died just a few days later in another battle later on in June. Our last lesson comes from Private First Class Oscar Austin. United States Marine. It was 1962. He was a Marine, wounded in Vietnam. The Marines have a saying, it's, we will leave no one behind. We will leave no one on the battlefield. We will leave no one wounded. Even if they're dead, they're coming with us. No one gets left behind as a United States Marine. Well, as this private first class was in the battlefield of Vietnam, he looked across the field and he saw one of his fellow Marines wounded. As he saw this wounded Marine, he knew that if he got out there and went to that Marine, he might die in the effort to bring him back. But he went anyways, because the motto is to leave no one behind. On his way towards that Marine, a grenade was thrown. He jumped in front of the grenade to shield the blow so the injured man would not get injured anymore. Miraculously, he survived through that. He got up, dusted off his injuries, and ran once more towards the Marine. As he was, he spied an enemy soldier drawing a bead on the wounded soldier who was going to shoot him and put him out of his misery. Just as he was about to do that, this private first class United States Marine jumped in front of that bullet, dived on the other Marine, and gave his life for that Marine. The lesson that we can learn from this Medal of Honor winner is this: leave no one behind. If you are achieving great success in your life, I encourage you to turn around. Look at those behind you who may not be achieving the same success. Look around and see those lying wounded on the battlefield. Go back and get them. Leave no one behind. You might not get a Congressional Medal of Honor for it, but you're certainly going to feel better about yourself. The Congressional Medal of Honor is without question the highest award that a military man can win. And I hope that you have learned some lessons from these brave men who won this award. I hope you take these lessons and apply them to your life. And in the battlefield of life, as you learn these lessons, hopefully I will meet you and I will see a figurative Medal of Honor pinned on your chest.